See, usually I rely on Mike to say something abstract to get these things started. Feel kind of lost.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to make a ringtone out of him, but now what can I do with him not being here?
Leave your phone on silent?
Yeah, I could do that. Does Mike vibrate? I think that'd be good.
I prefer not to think about that. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 14th, 2010. That's right, I said 2010 and not 2010. And yes, that's right, it's AJ hosting the show for the first time in 3 years.
Woo!
Mike, my brother, who is usually with me, is at E3 being lame. So instead, to cover for him this week, I found someone equally hairy, Jeff Grubb.
I grew an extra fur because of this, actually.
That was very kind of you.
I try.
So as we talked about on Friday's show last week, we are here for the bonanza that is the Electronic Entertainment Expo, known as E3 in LA, and we're bringing thoughts on the Microsoft press conference that happened today, as well as some other things that have come out, and we'll give our speculation, and this will be like a shorter show, but there's going to be like four of them this week, so deal with it. So Jeff, what'd you think of the Microsoft press conference?
Coming off of the weird Kinect event last night, I think a lot of people were saying, you know, it's not for us, Kinect, speaking about Kinect, and so they were, and I think there were a lot of people holding out, waiting to see if there would be stuff for us regarding Kinect today. I don't know if there was. I don't think so. I know that I'm not really looking forward to it. If it's anything more than $100, I won't even consider buying it. The Minority Report hand-waving stuff seemed pretty cool, but beyond that, I don't know. There's just not much going on that interests me with Kinect.
Yeah, I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid on it. I'm actually really excited for it.
Really? I mean, at what price, though? Because they didn't announce the price.
Not announce a price. They announced the release date, which is November... I have this written down somewhere. 4th. Yeah, this is going to be all over the place, so I apologize in advance. But yes, November 4th. Yeah. 15 launch titles, but no price, which is leading more and more credence to the rumored $149.99 price point. If that's the case, that might suck. But I was thinking about it, like especially when I was watching all the controller interface stuff, and I remembered I paid $100 for a Logitech Universal remote, so I probably have no right to complain about it.
That's a pretty good point. That's fair. I do think that it is impressive technology. It has to get over the 32X Sega CD peripheral like hump. It has to break through. It has to break the seal. And how many things along this line, you know, $100+ has done that in the history of video gaming besides the Wii Fit board? I mean, there isn't a lot out there, and this might be the closest thing to a Wii Fit board, but it doesn't have the built-in audience like the Wii did for that. So I don't know how well it's going to get supported. I don't know if it'll be worth the investment beyond, like, the cool Star Wars game, which admittedly looks pretty dope.
Yes.
But beyond that, I don't know if I'd be happy with it a month down the line when I realize that developers aren't supporting this because not as many people bought into it as everyone else. And, you know, the lack of a bundle with the Slim at, like, a $299 price point, that's worrisome. That they're not like going full bore trying to get this into as many people's hands right out the bat.
Right. Well, honestly, I think the best chance this has at gaining a foothold in the marketplace is going to be really it's what the Wii did, but people kind of forget about this. The core gamers are going to be the ones buying this first, and like they'll buy it because they know that their mom, girlfriend, grandma, whoever will try it. And that's what's going to snowball it. Because, I mean, I was at the midnight sale for the Wii. There weren't house moms there. There were, like, the typical hardcore gamers, the same kind of people I saw at the 360 launch. They were the people who took that thing home, set up Wii Sports, said, hey, mom, dad, come here. Just wave this like a tennis racket. This is actually really cool. And then that's how the Wii became what it is.
But that's not how, like, the Wii Fit board worked. The Wii Fit board worked with, like, moms at, you know, Black Friday lining up to get their hands on that because they saw it on the Today Show like the day before. So, I mean, I just, there's some, You're right. There is some parallel there. There will be hardcore gamers getting people to, like, into it, like that Just Dance game or whatever it is, Dance Connect, their version of Just Dance is going to, like, get a lot of people interested because it looks like one of those fun party games. It's silly, and, you know, and girls that don't normally play a lot of games are going to be into that kind of stuff. But it's not going to. It's not going to catch on with the Today Show crowd in the same way that, like, the Wii Fit.
Let's go through the Kinect stuff game by game here. We'll talk about what they showed. And if I skip something, let me know. Like I said, everything's just so scattered online right now. I'm trying to keep track of it all. I'm trying to remember it. But the first thing they kind of showed was Kinect Adventures, which kind of like it's a mini game collection. But I don't know. Like, I was watching it, and something about it was just really appealing to me. Like, I could see, like, I just watched that and really just wanted to get, like, a room full of friends and have fun with that because it looked really cool. The two games that they showed off, one was that riverboat paddling game that we'd already kind of seen. The other one was one where you're on these moving platforms. You had to move your body to collect icons, or not icons, like little pins or something, I think they called them, while just dodging and jumping over and ducking under various obstacles. And the one thing I noticed, too, is the, as we kind of already knew, the motion tracking is really good. Like, the guy just kind of started waving his hand over to somebody, and the avatar in-game was perfectly matching all of those movements. So I thought that was cool. I also like, too, how, like, it would actually take pictures of stuff that's going on while you're playing, like, and post them to Facebook, actually, which is really neat. I don't know. Paused for Jeff's response.
Yeah, that is neat. Beyond that, I don't know. It does look fun. I think it'll probably be a good time. Like I said, I think the technology and everything that's going on with it is impressive. It's going to be fun. I think if I got the chance to play with it, I'm going to be super entertained and have a good time with it. So I think I was hoping for something more, but I don't really know what. So I don't, like you said, I don't know if I can really complain because I have spent more on stuff that was probably a lot less functional than this. So it's probably just the cynicism coming out. But yeah, those games, like that one specifically, looked very entertaining.
What did you think of the way they demoed Kinectimals?
That was that was ridiculous. Cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. My God, they like literally had to have like an audition just to find the cutest little girl they could.
Totally, like the worldwide, and found the right perfect girl to like kill all the cynicism that was in that room, because I'm pretty sure most of the people were just going aww throughout the whole thing. So yeah, for people that didn't see it, if you're listening to this, it was like a little tiny like young like Asian girl playing around with this tiger
named Skittles.
Skittles, yes, and she was doing all these like really funny like interactions with the thing that you wouldn't expect it to respond to, and yet the animal was pretty responsive to everything she was doing. And whether that was staged and she was doing the perfect things every time, you know, is up for debate. But it looked pretty good. It looked pretty interesting. It looks like exactly the kind of game that Nintendo has failed to make for like a Nintendogs sequel. Mm-hmm.
And again, of course, it was met with a lot of cynicism. But again, I have to say, this is not for you. If you give that to a 6-year-old child, they're probably going to think it's the greatest thing ever.
Yes, without a doubt. The fact that it works and it's like really Nintendogs to the extreme, and Nintendogs was such a success that it can't really be denied that that could be a huge hit with like a family. If there is a father out there who wants to get this for the Star Wars game, he's going to get that as well. I think that's perfect to have this whole family interacting with this thing in different ways.
Mike, I just want to point out the perfect joke for Mike because he hates that. Yeah, you said it's perfect. They're cats.
God damn it.
Okay. Then let's see. We got Kinect Sports. Pretty predictable. Bowling, table tennis. There's some like track and field events. Volleyball's going to be in it, which I think could actually be kind of neat. Again, it was really predictable, but, why not?
Yeah, they had like on-rail soccer where like you kick the ball and then it like shoots you into the... I just knocked over my cupcake. You kick the ball and then it goes to the next player, and then it like zooms you to the next player that you just kicked it to, and then you kicked it forward again. It seems like they're doing pretty much what the Wii does with that stuff. Only it's getting your whole body involved, and so if anyone does like those kinds of Wii games, I think they're going to love Natal or Kinect.
Yeah, that's gonna be the hardest thing is stop calling it Natal.
Yeah, that's going to take a day or two.
What did you think of the reintroduction of Joyride?
It was kind of groan-inducing when she put her hands up in front of her to hold the invisible steering wheel.
Yeah,
was that Joyride? Yeah, that was pretty bad. But
I think we all knew it was coming.
I mean, I don't know.
They showed like Burnout with that control scheme hacked into it last year. Joyride was originally announced and mysteriously vanished. And they didn't bring this back up, but wasn't Joyride originally pitched as being a free-to-play game with DLC? I think so. I wonder if that's still the strategy. Because if that's the case, then yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah. The fact that they don't realize that sort of stuff is groan-inducing is, again, worrisome. But, you know, it's for what it is and, for the people that enjoy that stuff, they kind of had to have it. I mean, it's better than not having the game, I suppose. But what I was expecting is them to show how you can, like, scan in any object and use it as a steering wheel. You know, you have a plate. Go ahead, scan that in.
Well, I don't see any reason why you couldn't. I mean, it's just tracking the position of your hand. If you hold on to the 360 steering wheel controller in your lap, I don't see why it still wouldn't work.
That's really insane, though, right? You're paying for the Kinect and for the steering wheel. I know. It's just like, I know someone is going to end up doing that, but that's just some bass ackwards.
Well, you could just grab a paper plate and say, okay, here's my steering wheel.
Yeah, I'm just surprised they didn't show that kind of stuff instead of having the lady come out and be a mime for 20 minutes. So.
Now, this actually kind of blew me away when they showed off Your Shape Fitness Evolve from Ubisoft.
That looked very good. The last show I'm playing EA Sports Active, and that looks even better.
Yeah, like this, I was actually really impressed with how well it did of like kind of putting a 3D model of you into the game world. Because it's not just like, it's not like that Jenny McCarthy Wii thing where it's just like, you know, here's a camera image of you. It's like, it's actually mapping you into 3D and putting you in the world. Like, it blends seamlessly.
It was impressive, and that's the whole technology in Natal. It's like that's what it's capturing the entire time. So the fact that they're rendering that in the game, and that it would show you exactly the perfect position that you're not doing, and that if you do this, it'll be more effective. I could see that really working well for a fitness game.
Yeah, like we had a Squadron of Shame discussion going in our new Squawk Box, which if you want to participate, squadronofshame.wordpress.com. By the way, anyway, but yeah, like. That was the one thing that came up, and I just typed into the thing, okay, I want that now. Like, I would totally use that. Because the cool thing, too, is because it's able to actually scan your body dimensions, and not like the Wii Fit Balance Board, which is kind of doing that, like, weight and BMI thing. The program has the capability of actually tailoring the workouts to you, to the areas you want to work, and it knows, you know, what you look like. I just think there's a lot of potential with that.
I completely agree, and I'm like sitting there thinking about how they could like take that to the extreme, and how that's going to be if Kinect takes off enough, how that's going to be the new thing that fitness gurus are going to try to get their hands on and take advantage of. I would love something like that. So if I were to get that, I would definitely have that game and be playing around with that every day.
It was just a teaser trailer, and I'm pretty sure it's actually pre-rendered even, but it was the Star Wars game that is coming to Kinect. Now, here's all I have to say. The day we heard about the Wii, I think pretty much everyone said, great, give me the lightsaber game. And here with the launch, I mean, it's not coming out with the launch of the device, but with the launch announcement, we have the lightsaber game for Kinect. And the thing that's almost baffling to me is why more people aren't excited about it. Everyone's like, oh, it's on rails. It's like, well, how did you think it would have worked on the Wii? If you're using the lightsaber, you can't really... I guess there might be a way to get a controller in there, but, I mean, I'm kind of fine with it being like that.
Yeah, it's like the Star Wars arcade game, which I liked a lot. And, you know, it gives you a lot of cool, awesome Star Wars moments and doesn't require a lot of, involvement. Like, that's not so bad. We have plenty of Star Wars games that are going to be like that coming years. The Force Unleashed 2, if you want your super story where you're controlling every little bit of the action... You know, buy that game, but some people just want to fuck around with the Force and a lightsaber. You know, let them do that. So, and that's a perfect game for that, especially like the Force powers, because that's something that
if I could just wave my hand, push it forward, and a bunch of stormtroopers go flying back, I'm gonna geek out a little bit.
Or even the Jedi mind trick, like you get a chance to like fool some stormtroopers by just like waving your hand perfectly and saying the right word. Because you can talk to the game, so. That should be interesting. That's one of the one of the texts that were was impressive.
Yeah,
for me
we'll
as
get
well
to that after this last game.
We haven't got to that yet, but like.
But I also like too real quick in the Star Wars thing how it's it seems to be using the old Republic art style that they're going forward with the MMO. I like that because I'm certain that art style is starting to grow on me actually.
Yeah, and I think that was the idea, the fact that that art style is going to be more timeless, so or a little bit more timeless, and it'll grow on people
last
for a
thing
longer
they show,
period
no,
of
not
time.
Last, two more things. I almost skipped one. Harmonix debuted Dance Central, which I'll admit, at first, that girl was up there dancing who clearly, like, she didn't need this game. She knew how to dance, and I'm like, okay, whatever. It's Just Dance, which is fine. You know, it's. I mean, let's not lie. Just Dance is a huge seller on the Wii, like really big seller. So, I mean, obviously this is going to have its audience.
Huge.
Even my brother, Chris, who was watching it, we were texting each other, and, you know, him, he's a big Rock Band fan. He said it's ironic how the Harmonix game is the first thing he sees that he doesn't like. But then they brought out this dude from Harmonix who was, they probably couldn't find a whiter looking dude at the office. I mean, honest to God, and he comes out. And he's talking about how, you know, he could never dance. He started going, you know, as they're making the game, he's playing it, and he's going through the training stuff in it. And he starts doing a dance routine in the game. And it started off with some really basic dance moves, like these basic punches and everything. But as the song went on, it got into some complicated-looking dance moves. And this guy's dancing. The other two dancers were behind him doing it. But it looked good. Like, he was actually doing what I would consider, you know, moderate difficulty dances, and it looked good. So, shit, if it could teach that dude how to dance, why not? Sure, I'll try it.
Yeah, I think it looked really fun. I'm worried that they didn't do, like, multiplayer all at once, because the success of the Just Dance game, from what I've seen on friends' Facebook profiles, all these people always playing it, is that they love, like, getting four people together and seeing who's the best dancer. And I don't know, did they demonstrate any games? I was watching off and on. I was working during it, where they had four people playing at the same time on a Kinect game.
Four.
Right, two. So, I think that the fact that they can only, maybe the system can only recognize two at a time successfully and maybe three or four confuses it a little bit.
That at least showed three people playing another dance game that I think Microsoft's also making that look very similar. So they're at least advertising it as being more than two?
Right. So if it could do that, then there's no problem. I'm just saying that with those kind of dancing games, people like to get together with a group and all dance at the same time and, you know, get drunk and be silly. So if they're just teaching white guys to dance, you know, that's one thing. But I'm not sure if it'll hit the same market quite in the same way as Just Dance did, which, you know, while it's not for us, it's a huge seller.
You know, like, I was very much excited to see if they do something like this, and they did. Brand new Forza game, using the Tall. Now, it does do the whole hands in front, use a steering wheel thing, although they didn't say it, and I wish they would have, because it might have shut people up. But I'd be surprised if that's not optional. I can't imagine they'd make a new Forza and still not let you use a controller or a wheel controller if you want. Yeah. I wish they would have just come out and said that, because it would have just shut people up.
There's no way that's going to be
the
case.
Thing it did in this demo that I'm super stoked about is actual head tracking, where you can look around corners and move your head around the cockpit, and it works. I'm assuming, but I'm fairly confident in saying this will be the case, you can have the wheel controller on your lap or mounted to your table or whatever, and you can do the head tracking. That will be awesome. Oh, my God, that'll be so cool. Like, I want that real, 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 real bad.
Yeah, just real quick, Engadget is reporting that the Kinect is $149.99. Let's see, I think they're saying maybe an arcade bundle is $299.
Well, while you look at that, I'll just keep going with the Forza thing. The other thing they showed after a race was just this new mode where you could really look around each car, like physically move your body to walk around it, inspect all the elements. You could use it for like informational purposes. You just want to know what kind of engine is in this Ferrari. You can walk around to the back of the car, hold up your hand to the engine, it'll open up schematics on it. You can check it out. You can open the car door, step inside of it, look around the cockpit and everything, look at everything inside. It's just, if you're a car nut, I can imagine that'd be really neat to be able to probably as close as you'll ever get to getting to physically examine a Ferrari. So that's very cool. What you got?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it looks like that's the case. Yeah, it's the arcade bundle is $299. The Kinect Elite bundle is $399.
All right, then.
360 by itself is $149.99. So
now these are. I think I'm looking at the same thing as you. It's a GameStop listing, right? Bundles. Okay, so that's not. I guess that's not 100% official, but that's probably true.
Right. That. Yeah, it seems right. Right. Like, doesn't it feels right to you? Like, that's what it feels like about right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they still that's haven't gonna be, officially confirmed.
Tricky
this,
for them, we'll I think. Like I said, I think if it would have come in under triple digits, it would have been a lot easier pill to swallow for a lot of people. I wonder, though, if this means, I mean, maybe we'll find out more about this week. Does this mean now that the onboard processor is back in the device? Because wasn't that always the rumor that it was going to be like $50 to $80, but they were taking out the processor and it was going to offload from the 360? If
That was always the reasoning that they came up with for the delaying for the price and bringing it down in price. Like, all right, if we're going to sell it for this much,
if this price,
we're going to have to take out the processor.
Yeah, that sucks.
So if they took out the processor and raised the price, that doesn't make any sense.
I think I'm okay with that. Because like I said, you saw that Forza demo. They were saying it's Forza. It's still 60 frames per second. Still looks amazing. You know, they weren't saying they had to compromise it for Natal. So maybe that's the case. I guess we'll find out more.
Yeah, I think if we had to bet, I would bet that they put the back in and screw it. Let's go $49.99. Microsoft, we don't skimp.
Yeah. So in addition to all the games we saw for Kinect, I almost said it all again. They were showing off just six system functionality for the device. So one cool thing is how like the guy came out to show when you turn on your Xbox, you stand in front of it and wave, and it will recognize you and sign you in, which is kind of neat actually. I see people saying, you know, oh yeah, it was so hard to push the A button before. But here's the thing. If I tell my mom every time she uses the Xbox for anything, she has to go to the menu, select sign in, scroll down to her name, find it, hit the A button, that's already too much for her. She doesn't want to deal with that. If I tell her just turn the TV on and wave to it, she'll do that. You know, this will get her to actually use the device and use it in a way that, because I'm paranoid about this, like she won't be signing in with my profile or something and screwing up my gamer score or something weird like that. Like, stuff like that bothers me. So he did that. He waved the sign in, then waved again to go to a more simplified Xbox menu that's more designed for the Kinect interface. And then again, you move your hand around in front of you and it brings up a hand cursor on screen. It seemed like if you just paused in front of something, the circle would start to fill up and then that selected it. But then you can also use voice command for anything you see on screen. So you say Xbox to initiate it, and then you just say what you want it to do. He did this to select menu items, to play, pause, and stop a video. And, I mean, again, it's always hard to say because it is, with these presentations, you know if it's canned or not. But I doubt it was because, I mean, it was pretty damned exact. And it worked in that setting, so I'm assuming that the voice commands in this work really well. I also like, too, how he was able to just put his hand out in front of him and scrub the timeline of a video to move around it. That actually looked kind of neat. Again, it's just getting towards that Minority Report interface that we've all wanted for the last however many years since that movie came out.
Yeah, I think voice command's going to be... Everyone's saying that like video chat's like the new thing because of the iPhone. I think voice command's the next big thing that everyone's going to be talking about and trying to fit in one way or the other. You know, just saying, like, the guy saying, you know, Xbox, pause, when they're watching a movie, and it paused the movie right in place, and then he said, Xbox, play. So, you know, you just say the Xbox, and then it's waiting for a voice command, and pretty much everything should be accessible by the voice, at least from the menu and in the movies and stuff like that. Hopefully, I think games should start trying to implement this as best they can. I know you have a Nexus One, an Android phone. I have one too, and I use my
voice search. It's great.
More than anything else on the phone. Just like, a lot of times I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to go into Google and try to figure out the best search thing. I'll just, you know, hold down my search button and say, you know, where, you know, what's the best drink to get from, you know, Starbucks or something like that, and it'll pop up with like a Yahoo Answers or something like that, and I'll know what to do. So we know that voice command technology is
it's been around for a long time, and it really hasn't penetrated the mainstream because it really hasn't worked until I'd really say in about the last 2 years. It's gotten, I think, ready for prime time now, and people are finally implementing it. Along with that, they showed off what they're now calling Video Kinect, which is the new video chat coming with Kinect. Some really cool things that did It has the position tracking. And I remember seeing somewhere earlier today, and I wish they saved it, that was like a little, it was a picture of the Kinect with some arrows pointing all the things like 3D cameras and IR sensor. It said something about having a motorized pivot. So they didn't specifically say this at the conference again. I don't know why they wouldn't. But I think it actually physically can tilt to follow you. Like, it's not just like a zoomed-in image that it's kind of cropping in real time. I think it actually is following you. Again, I'm not
really?
Sure. They didn't
okay.
make that very clear.
That's pretty cool. Then.
Again, we'll find out.
Right. They didn't. They haven't said one way or the other. I assumed that it was the cropped image, you know, following you around. But why would they would do that, and why would they would cut off the image just to do that? Doesn't make a lot of sense. And if it has said in the past that they have that motorized mm-hmm. rotor, then that would make sense, and that'd be pretty cool. But then again, that seems like
extra money. But I thought, like, in the demo, they showed the video quality looked really good, actually. Which, again, makes me think, too, for as good as it looked, it could have been cropping it, because that would have killed the quality for that much, you know? And again, too,
yeah,
everyone was making fun of the girl because she can't act. Look, she's an engineer. Give her a break. And it was like her sister. We don't even know what she does. Anyway, they also showed off how you can, like, watch videos together on the device, which is, you know, kind of cool. Again, through voice commands, just controlled the whole experience, which, you know, neat to see. So yeah, that was the video thing they showed.
Yeah. What about anything else?
It kind of goes in with Kinect. They announced their new partnership with ESPN. Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
Yeah, there we go. All right.
No, yeah, that was conspicuously
not
absent,
Hulu,
which I thought was I don't know, strange. I guess, you know, time will tell.
Yep, I did too. I thought when they came out with ESPN, I thought there was going to be Hulu.
So again, too, we're still missing details, like a launch date for this, which they didn't even say. In some form, ESPN content will be on the Xbox free as part of your Gold subscription. I don't know if this necessarily means, like, you get full-blown ESPN, because if it does, that's one more reason for me to not have cable anymore. Like, if it's on ESPN, if I can watch my Xbox, that's amazing. But what they did show, like, they went back to the Ohio State-USC game. You were probably crying back sad tears, as I was during that you are?
Michigan fan.
Boy, are you living
in the
wrong place.
I am a Michigan
fan.
Go Blue. Oh, yeah. For real. I went to a Michigan game and had a beer bottle thrown at me because I was wearing a little bit of yellow underneath, like, my coat, and people could see it.
Well, then you were probably cheering.
Yeah, that was
triumphantly.
It was fun.
Anyway, but what they showed is they were watching the old footage of the USC Ohio State game. Is after the touchdown, he just said Xbox replay, boom, replay. They were able to, at the beginning of the game, it said, who do you think will win, USC or Ohio State? And with his voice, he picked USC. Trivia came up during the game, and he was able to do all that. Just, you know, neat little things while you're watching it. Full HD, everything looked great, so. Again, I just want to know exactly how much ESPN content you get. Do you get every live event they have? Because if so, that is amazing.
Yeah, is it basically ESPN 1 on your Xbox? You know, because like you said, are we going to be able to replace our cable box?
As long as at TGS they announce Food Network and Discovery Channel coming to the Xbox, I'm canceling my cable because that's all I use it for. So yeah, that was very cool. Anything else outside of their core game announcements, which I guess we'll get to next? I don't think so. So they opened the show with Call of Duty Black Ops, first with the trailer that we'd already seen. Then they went into a gameplay demo, which, you know, it was good. I guess Call of Duty's gotten to that point of being predictable for me. All these trailers are kind of like that. They were exactly what you knew was coming. There was no great mm-hmm. surprise in any of these. It did show how you can now pilot a Hind D helicopter in the game, so that was cool. You know, it was Call of Duty. As far as a Treyarch Call of Duty goes, I thought it looked really good in that respect. Like,
It looks impressive, and it looks like a Call of Duty game, and it's going to sell a lot of copies, but, you know, it definitely lacked.
They also announced at the conference
that
they signed a long-term, well, till 2012 deal with Activision. All DLC will appear first on the Xbox, as it has been for Modern Warfare 2. Which, those kind of deals always strike me as weird, but whatever. Yeah. Then they came out with Metal Gear Solid Rising, which actually this was kind of cool to see the gameplay part of it, because I like the kind of mechanic they have going where you can just cut through anything at any angle and it'll react with physics and everything. Like, there was a segment really quick. There were, like, three soldiers underneath, like, a little outcropping. So Ryan just went through cutting the pillars, and then the outcropping just collapsed on the soldiers. Stuff like that I thought was pretty cool. Yes.
And he really, I didn't have
too much of the awkward English on the stage. So that was great at the end. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, yes, thank you. Why do they keep doing that? Anyway, so then at that point they announced from here on out, everything else Xbox exclusive, nowhere else. And so we got Gears of War 3 with a gameplay demo of four-player co-op. Again, looks great, but it's exactly what you think the next Gears of War would look like. Bigger, better, more badass, and now with four people. Oh, man. Yep,
four-player co-op. They are going in the fourth dimension. New Fable Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Which, again, it's Fable. I do like the setting in this game, though. Just, I mean, it's an aside of the game itself. Like, the whole kind of Victorian with magic thing going on. That'll be cool. Then we had the Halo Reach gameplay demo. Now, actually, this did do something cool, because it was going through, you know, typical Halo campaign. It was you and three Spartans fighting a bunch of Covenant. Great-looking stuff. It looked a lot more scripted than past Halo games to me. Yeah.
It was very Call of Duty and Halo.
Yes.
Not that it's a bad thing. I think they were going through it. And then it got to the really awesome
part. And then they launched a space fighter. And you got to do... Yeah. And, you know, no loading.
It
went
from this level
to launching
into
space.
So cool.
And then, I mean, they showed it for 2 seconds. But there's space combat in the game, and it looked awesome.
Yeah, the whole sequence of him, like, getting in and, like, checking his settings and then launching into space seamlessly was impressive. And then, I thought that was just going to lead to, like, another level, like, and that was going to be, like, the loading sequence. But no, he went up and he was fighting in his starfighter, which, yes, that is a perfect way to add some variety to the Halo games.
A Crytek game called Codename Kingdoms that's an Xbox exclusive, but all they showed was some weird live-action trailer and no other details at all. And yeah, that was pretty much it. As Beige pointed out, no Xbox Live Arcade, no Xbox Live Indie games at all.
And is this at the expense of Kinect? And this is what core gamers worry about. Are they ignoring these things at the just so they can put more emphasis on Kinect, and is this going to hurt like that whole thing? Is there any reason why they couldn't have been one and the same, or they couldn't have tied Kinect in with Xbox Live Arcade or something like that? But you're right. Not mentioning them is, again, worrisome to the core. Like, sure, Kinect's not for us.
You know, this doesn't mean there won't
about the things
be announcements.
That are for us?
I mean,
why
we have
aren't you even
all
mentioning
still. It? Stuff can still be announced. And it happens all the time in the past. Stuff, like, there will be announcements on Thursday, you know?
No, yeah, that's true, but
yeah, right. Well,
yes, but that doesn't mean that though they aren't trying to set a tone with
the other thing everyone
with
has
their
to
presser.
Keep in mind
like
too,
it's trying
in
to
the past,
they're trying to say this is what we're about
these
this
press
year.
Conferences,
and
the people watching these conferences were people streaming them on their computer, the hardcore. Then they started putting these on TV. And granted, yeah, it's on like Spike TV, which isn't completely mainstream, but still, it's way more out in front than it ever was. Yeah, exactly.
My mom called me to tell me
that. If they announce
like,
an Xbox
doing
Live
this
Arcade
right now? It's on
really
Spike.
Good game 2 days from now, we're going to find out about it. They don't need to worry about that. But they do need to make sure that the people who aren't checking the blogs and are just watching TV and reading USA Today, they need to know about this stuff. And, you know, it's just prioritizing to that core audience and saying the hardcore, they'll get it too. They'll find out about it. We don't need to put this on the stage in our limited TV time slot.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate, and that's probably how they're looking at it. It just, you know, it doesn't USA Today only tends to notice the things that they think their readers will notice, and it's not like they were going to get hurt too much if there was a five-minute segment just saying that, hey, we remember you guys, but that is kind of whiny, and you're right. We're going to be paying attention the whole week. USA Today pays attention for, you know, 2 hours, and this is it, so they have to get as much in there as they can. So, yeah, you're right. That's a fair point. I think that's
yeah. I'm so glad that now that they show this,
why they did exactly
on TV.
What they did.
Remember the first year they had on TV with commercial breaks? Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh sweet, it's on
really?
TV. I could just do that. And then there was like
a
commercial. I was like, fuck this. Turned it off. Booted up my browser. I was like, are you kidding me? So at least they learned that lesson right away. So yeah, that brings us to the end of the conference, where they revealed what was sort of leaked just yesterday, the new Xbox 360 Slim. I don't think that's the official name for it. It's kind of what everyone's calling it. But we have a new, slimmer Xbox 360 with a new system design, 250-gigabyte hard drive, wireless N built into the device. Don Matrick described it as being whisper quiet and coming out at $299, same price as the current Elites, this week. They are shipping today, and then they gave them to everybody in attendance for free, which is a whole other discussion we'll get into at the end here. But I'm not gonna lie, kind of want one. There's a good chance I might have one this week when it does come out, and my old Xbox will become my media center thing in my bedroom.
Yeah, no, totally wouldn't. I think the built-in Wi-Fi is awesome.
I think it looks cool. I like it a lot,
design.
Actually.
I don't know
and
how do you feel about
the only thing is, I hope the old Xbox 360 transfer kits for the hard drives will still work to get everything onto it. Otherwise, I'm just going to be doing a lot of piecemeal transferring with a memory card and re-downloading a lot of things, but if that's the case, so be it, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty slick. And the fact, too, if it's as quiet as he said, whisper quiet, yay. I have mine is
what kind
from
of a 360
circa
you have now?
February 2008. So I have HDMI.
Okay. Because my HDMI one was pretty quiet. That one broke and I got a older one. I think it was closer to launch. It didn't have HDMI
you can kind of circumvent that by installing your games to the hard drive so that it doesn't even use the disk drive. But yeah, I had a friend of mine. He was talking about buying an Xbox soon, but I didn't think he was going to be getting it right away because there were some indications that this might happen. And then sure enough, he like called me the next day. He's like, "Yeah, I bought my Xbox." And I was thinking to myself, "You maybe shouldn't have done that." But he hasn't opened it yet because he's studying for pharmaceutical boards right now, so he's waiting. So I like called him right away. I was like, "Return your Xbox. Don't open it yet."
Good call. Yeah. Yeah, I would this close to E3, I would never buy.
Well, he was able to get it for
$249
because Best Buy price matched a sale Dell.com was having. So I told him if he plays his cards right, yeah, I guess. Oh, okay. I don't know how he pulled that off.
I told him
if you play your cards right again, you might be able to just take it with the receipt after the new one's out and be like, yeah, I didn't open this yet and a new one came out. Can I just exchange this?
Yeah.
If he could pull that off, good for him. Yes.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
hopefully he can.
Here's the thing that kind of blew me away about all of this. This leaked yesterday. Okay? Let's think about that. It is out and ready to be shipped to every store in the country, and we didn't even have a leak until yesterday. Meanwhile, Sony and Nintendo shit is leaking left and right all the time. How does that happen?
Well, okay.
I guess, well, yeah. The 3DS,
I mean, other than the 3DS,
really
what leaked for Nintendo?
While, but, like, the PSP Go leaked. PSP redesigns leak all the time. The PSP
Slim
leaked. I just don't understand why everyone else has these massive leaks.
It's probably just the difference in, like, who's making the actual physical units. And maybe the Chinese manufacturing places that are making the PlayStations or whatever are just more leak filled or something
still,
like that.
Does
Microsoft
do primary manufacturing
picked a place based on that with that in mind.
I know that's where the Xboxes were first being made. I don't know if that's
I'm
still
not
the
sure.
case or not. Yeah, maybe. I just
if
found
that,
that so interesting
case,
that like literally
that
we did not find out about this until an ad from an Italian web ad or something came out yesterday. Like, usually a hardware leak is a fairly common practice, it feels like, anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it is more surprising that it didn't leak than, or it took so long for it to leak than it leaked at all. Like, leaking's not surprising. Like, actually being able to hold on to the information this close to its official announcement is impressive at this point.
USA, like, published their article early that outed the name Kinect and had all these details on the device. And they immediately pulled it, but how does that shit happen? At USA Today, of all places, it's not like it was joystick or something. It was, I mean, you'd think they'd have, be, I don't know, just not do that, I guess.
It just goes to show that they're not used to working with these, and they're, you know, used to reporting the news as they get it, and being the PR apparatus of the industry is, you know, not something that they're used to, and so they're like, all right, well, we have this, put it in the system, and so instead of, you know, post-dating it. So, it's less likely to happen with someone like Joystick at this point because they're going to be so worried about hurting their reputation with the companies, and USA Today is not going to be worried about that. They're going to be like, all right, whatever, you should be lucky to have us. So they're going to be less concerned with keeping their relationship healthy with Microsoft.
Very true.
Because Microsoft needs them more than USA Today needs Microsoft.
So let's see. I think that's going to pretty much do it for the Microsoft press conference.
Let's talk about the free 360s.
Of course, people are crying foul, saying, you know, they're buying off the audience, and yeah, they are. But
GamePro and Bitmo.
Yeah, and I'm sure that'll be the case.
Give theirs away.
Not
it looks
all,
like,
but
not
some
sure
of the media outlets. But then it just—I was playing devil's advocate on Twitter earlier, and I asked, really, is it any different than, you know, these same media outlets getting review code for all their games? Like, do they pay for their dev kits that they
not
get?
Not really.
Yeah, so, I mean, all it is just, no, it's the same thing that goes on all the time. It's just kind of more in the public, I guess, which really is just more PR for Microsoft. Like, look how generous we are. We're giving these things away. I mean, they were going to give these to them anyway, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I do want these people's opinions on the hardware. Like, I want them to go home, take it out of the box immediately, play with it. Let us know what they think.
Yeah.
Like, and if this is the quickest way to do that, I'm all for it. You know, if they do decide to give it away instead of keeping it and, you know, benefiting from that, then, you know, that might be the best thing. But honestly, as long as we all know it happened, and they aren't trying to hide it, and it's like sort of like a behind closed door sort of thing, it's fine as long as they give us the information about what it's like. As long as
I've had this argument with my brother before too. But ultimately, what it comes down to, no matter what industry you work in, you're going to get some perk related to that industry. If you're a butcher, you get the best cuts of meat and you take them home for yourself. You know, if you're, I don't know, I had more examples prepared. I mean, you know, if you play on a professional sporting team, you get tickets to give to your friends. It's just how it works. If you're in the gaming journalism industry, you get free shit. It's just the way it is.
I'm more concerned about the people applauding. Like, if that audience was all journalists and like the
That's
people
were
applauding
yeah.
these things, I have more problem with that than with them getting the 360s. I don't have an adversity to like their opinion when they just get something for free. Like, I want to know what they think. But if they're sitting there cheering on,
there's something else that we do have
to
keep in mind.
With a critical eye,
as much as they want us to think so, that audience is not 100% pure journalists and industry people. There's celebrities. There's people's friends are in there too.
No, it's not. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So let's keep that in mind too.
There's developers and stuff like that. And yeah. Right. Right. I'm sure some of the journalists were applauding and cheering, but I think most of them at
typing
this point go in
logs.
There with their hands in their lap. So.
All right, so that's Microsoft. Yes, we have, I guess, the EA press conference is in 20 minutes from now, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. Sony and Nintendo are also tomorrow. And when is Ubisoft having theirs? They have something, don't they?
They must, but...
Ubisoft's is...
Be as
oh, it's also today, but it's not till 8 o'clock tonight, so I guess we'll have that tomorrow as well.
Okay. You expecting anything big from EA or Ubisoft?
EA, a lot of people are already speculating a Mirror's Edge 2 announcement.
I'll be excited about that. The one this has already been announced or at least leaked is the Korean Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I really want that game. I think that's going to be awesome.
Also, it was quickly shown when they showed the 15 launch titles for Kinect. There is a EA Sports Active 2.0 kind of thing coming out that I'm guessing wasn't highlighted at the Microsoft conference because it's not Xbox exclusive. It'll probably come to all three systems, right, taking advantage of each system's motion control. Maybe they'll show that in more detail. I don't know. I'm sure they'll have some Madden stuff to talk about and all their other sporting games and everything will get some play time. I don't know. And I'm sure they might even have details on a multiplayer beta for Medal of Honor. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the week that's going out to... codes are going out to all the major websites and stuff like
right.
that. So that's what really helped Call of Duty 4 the first time around, and I think they're going to try to emulate that at EA.
Then, I know you want to venture some predictions for Microsoft and Sony tomorrow?
Nintendo and Sony, yeah.
That's what I say, Mike. Yes, Nintendo and Sony.
I really am excited for the 3DS now.
Me too. I hope that impresses.
From all the people that have like leaked their opinions about it, really saying that they're impressed with the hardware and that it's really neat and stuff like that. I think Riccatello said something along those lines. When the DS was first shown, like, you know, 5-6 years ago now, everyone's like, what is this thing? And then it, you know, proved its worth. And I'm just sort of curious, and Nintendo's like, all right, well, we'll take that weird little system and make something really, really powerful out of it and, you know, combine the best of the PSP and the DS with this new 3D technology, and it's just going to blow everything else away. You know, they didn't have to do this. They could have just updated the DS. It was doing fine. It was gonna rule the entire portable industry one way or the other. And the fact that they're really going all out has me excited, and I'm ready to see some games for it. Sony?
Wait, real quick, you think they'll show the vitality sensor?
God. I think they will. I mean, shit, they got gigantic brass balls at Nintendo, and they're going to show the vitality sensor.
I don't mind if they show it. They just need to show some freaking games with it, not just walk out and have Iwata in his awkward English spend 20 minutes talking about how great it is with no proof.
His awkward but awesome English. Like, when he talks, I have a good time the entire time.
I think he goes on too long, because the thing is, he, like, pauses after every punctuation. There's, like, these huge gaps. Also, quick aside, Don Matrick, thank God they didn't have him out too much today. But he was totally, I'm going to pause for applause at the end of everything I say. Oh, they're not clapping.
God, that is the worst. I can't stand that. Like, they need to learn that this, even if it is, like, filled with celebrities and their families and friends, you know, you're talking to the press. This is a press event. It's the whole point is for them to get information, not to sit there and pat you on the butt when you say something fun.
If people do spontaneously applause, like, then stop talking. It's okay.
Yes. Right. Don't, like, build it into your script.
Yeah,
like, don't
it was painfully obvious. Yeah, like, there was a prompter.
On the teleprompter.
There was, like, parenthesis, pause, parenthesis.
Yeah, you're not giving the State of the Union. You're like, just tell us what you have. Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it will. Mm-hmm. It will happen with both. That's my prediction. Both Nintendo and Sony will have even more of those awkward pauses because they're
Japanese.
Both more arrogant than Microsoft at this point.
So, Sony,
yeah,
here's my hope and wish. I want this press conference to be hosted by Kevin Butler. Please.
Yeah, they.
There's a giant-ass banner of him on top of the convention center. Come on, you have to do it.
And he's totally into
and
it. He's on
actor,
Twitter
so
responding
to
the weird
well.
Like Kinect event from last
That's
night.
That's everyone's complaint. Oh, I don't think it's an
And
actor.
He'll be...
Well, okay, let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
Right, and it's not like just like some shill. Like, he's like their official spokesperson at this point. So it's not like they're getting, you know, some
weird
celebrity or Jessica Alba to come out and read a script that they have no idea what it means. Like, this is his like primary job at this point. So I would be all for that, and they have a really good chance to like sort of win a lot of hearts and minds if they do something along those lines, and then surprise people with like one or two big hardcore game announcements. So, and the PSP 2, like, it's going to happen, but How to what degree it happens, yeah, it's up in the air, but it's been in some form.
I'm just trying to think what else. I mean, obviously, we'll see a lot of move at theirs. I just hope they show some more games for it. I mean, we know SOCOM's coming. I just wonder if they'll have any other kind of tricks up their sleeve.
I think they'll go more hardcore with their thing than... I think they're going to be like, this is the, you know... Microsoft showed their Kinect, and they showed basically family-friendly Wii-type games. Here are our hardcore-friendly Wii-type games for the Move. This is what we're doing. This is how we're different. Whether it will work, I don't think it will, but I think they're going
to go for.
I'll also
be curious to see what pricing on the Move is if they announce it. Because if you think of... Did they?
Didn't they announce
it
already?
You're right. They did. Now I have no idea what it is.
It's yeah, much better than $149.99. I think the whole, like, because you know, like, there is no Move controller that doesn't exist. It's like the whole bundle together is called Move. It's a Move experience. So like, with the camera, the controller,
there's the sub controllers. What they call it?
Like, sub controller. Yeah, it was like $99.99. Maybe I think it was less than that. Even
I found a technobob.com post on it. Let's see. Move in three versions. One which is the pair of Move wands, if you already have a camera. A PlayStation Move starter kit that includes the Move wands, a PlayStation Eye, and a game. They're also selling a bundle with the PS3 Slim and the Move starter kit. The starter kit bundle will sell... It's expected to sell less than $99, and they'll ship this fall. So that would mean $99 gets you the camera and two Move controllers, which actually is pretty good. Because I was just wanting to, like, because I would consider for you to be
to have
a full Move experience. It sounds like you need to have camera, at least two primary controllers, and one sub controller. Because some games are going to use two primary controllers, and games like SOCOM will use a primary and a sub. So let's assume then. Let's play some clairvoyance here. Starter kit for $99 gets you camera and two main controllers, and let's say the sub controller is $30. So that brings a full Move experience to $130. So cheaper, yeah. If you're going full blown, not too much more cheaper. It's more modular, I guess. So, like, you know, there's that argument for it, which was kind of, it's funny when you think about it, because that was kind of the opposite argument for price with the 360 versus PS3 before, how the 360 was more modular.
Yeah, and that is going to be annoying to some. It's going to be confusing to end users that aren't in the know. But it's going, like, if they can convince people that, oh, look, it's cheaper because this lowest unit of the modular type, like, you know, just the most basic bare bones camera and a Move controller, is that much cheaper, then they'll be able to win that sort of PR war, maybe, until people kind of be like, okay, now I need what else, when they're talking to their Best Buy employee. So, but then again, a lot of people already have iToys or whatever, iCams, whatever they're called, MS3. PlayStation Eye. So, you know, if a lot of those people already have that, then, you know, they'll be more willing to maybe jump on board, be like, oh, I just need that, and I can have all these cool games, especially if it's bundled with a game or something like that. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting battle between the two for the rest of the year, and the price point's going to be a big deal. The bundles are going to be a big deal. Whether or not they drop a price at Thanksgiving and have, like, all their games coming out of that right at that time, it's going to be interesting. I just don't think either have the potential to break the seal and be the non-32X, the Wii Fit of their systems.
Ooh, real quick, so I'm just looking at Joystick, and they have some more details here on the Slim 360. What they're saying is the transfer software for the hard drives is built into the system, so you don't need the disk, just the cable, and it'll work.
Okay.
So that's cool.
That is. That'll be very... they kind of had to do that. That kind of stuff was annoying to begin with. Making that whole experience easier is kind of required at this point if they're going to have a whole new unit.
She also mentioned, too, that the system does not come with high-def cables. It comes with AV cables, standard, much like the systems do now, which I hate.
The Elite has to come
with cables,
right?
The Elites, they only just come with standard def cables now. Although now there's the rumors of new PlayStation bundles, which these might get announced tomorrow. A 250 gig version and a 500 gig version that do come with HDMI cables.
Yeah,
and,
I heard that.
They're saying we'll have wireless N adapters in them now.
Okay, yeah, that'll be perfect. Okay, I could, like, they come with like the AV and like component cables, right? The 360s.
No, it's just,
and they just don't come
just
with HDMI.
A standard AV now, composite. It's not even that weird component composite.
When did they...
It was about a year ago. This is interesting too.
Okay.
It's saying they're saying there are ports for optical audio, AV, HDMI, Ethernet. So I think that means now the optical audio port's just built in and not needing, like, if you buy the HDMI kit, it has a little breakout thing that plugs into the standard AV cable where your optical goes in. So now, if I'm reading this right, that means just the optical audio is just built in, so you can just buy any HDMI cable and not have to worry about it, which that's good news. Because you could get HDMI cables of the same quality as the $50 Microsoft one for like $3 on Amazon. Then they're also saying, this is interesting to me, a custom port for the Kinect connection and 5 USB ports. Because right now the Xboxes only have 3, 2 in front, 1 in back. And I don't know what a custom port for the Kinect, and how will it go into the existing Xboxes, I wonder. Like maybe like a USB bridge?
Especially with like one of them already being taken up by most people by their like Wi-Fi adapters and stuff.
Honestly,
like that.
Honestly, that was kind of one of my big selling points for having the HD DVD player, because it also has a USB hub with 2 more ports on the back. Yeah,
oh, is it really?
That's kind of why I still have it plugged in.
That's awesome. Bass backwards again. I think that's going to be interesting. I guess that maybe we'll probably get some pictures of that maybe when people are doing some sleuthing on the floor. But they're probably going to have them all connected into their slims, aren't they?
And then they also say, too, there's a tab at the bottom to pull out and replace the hard drive. I wonder if it's the same hard drives. I almost feel like it can't be. It's the size difference is going to make that not work.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to be compatible now. So you're going to have to transfer. That's why the transfer is ultimate.
Yeah, they're selling the cables. Yeah. I guess they're $19.99. I think I have one in Ohio still. I have to call my brother and find out. I'm looking at pictures of it here. It's like
you have to send in the to get the cable, right?
Although I think a lot of GameStops, I think they've been taking them as trade-ins from people, so they sell them in the stores. I think. Okay, I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. I'm just trying to find a picture of the back of this thing so I can look at all these connection ports. Come on, that's a weird angle. And no, come on. Why would you not take a picture of the back? Okay, there are 4. Okay, on joystick, 3 close-up pictures of the on button from different rotated angles. 2 of them look exactly the same. What the hell?
That's important.
Give me a picture of the back. There are 31.
Is there? Okay, I'm looking.
There
at
are 31 pictures, and not one of the back. There's like a weird angled picture of the back that doesn't let you actually see anything. So they were able to get back there.
Oh, they were allowed to get back there, and they didn't. Okay, that's just.
Yeah, look at if you're looking at that. Look at picture number 15. You could kind of see the back, but it's like really high up, so you can't see it. I also find it interesting they mentioned that a black chat pad is coming out, so you can accessorize properly. That's good.
That's important to me. I match every day. Stripes, stripes and plaid. Okay, yeah, you can kind of see.
All right,
the back
I feel
there.
Like.
Yeah, yeah, I think we've kind of run this through.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like we're now just starting to ramble. We're looking at pictures of this thing on joystick.
It's the best podcasting possible.
Yes. So, as I mentioned, tomorrow we will have another show with EA and Ubi's press conferences in addition to Sony and Nintendo's big pressers. I imagine that show will go up a little later in the day because the PlayStation stuff happens later. Are you working tomorrow?
I am, but it'll be like famous today, so we'll make it work.
Okay, we'll figure it out. It might be up late, but if it is, it'll be up at some point. If anything extraordinary happens on Wednesday, we might cut a quick show, but my thought right now is we'll then take the rest of E3 to just start compiling everything, and then on Friday Jeff and I'll get back together, we'll record the big E3 wrap-up show that'll also just be the standard show for the week, And that'll be
E3. Maybe we should have a few other guys from maybe like Pete from Combo and stuff like that, and do a big wrap up show.
Yeah, yeah, probably Friday. Yeah, we'll try to get a bunch of people in on it. That'll be fun. So yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, you can continue checking us out at explodingbrittle.wordpress.com, the iTunes music store, and the Zoom marketplace. You could follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. And if you want to join in with the Squadron of Shame's kind of live blogging of the E3 press conferences, go to squadronofshame.wordpress.com and participate in our squawk box that we have set up. And yeah, until tomorrow, we'll talk to you later. Bye.